Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, how are you? How are you feeling? Are you warm? Are you cold? Of course you're cold. What is it with this country? This winter is the longest friggin'... What I would love to do, right? I would just love to be able to cuddle you like a bear cuddles a banana. Do bears even eat bananas? I'm not so sure. What I'm going to say to you is this. Feel my warmth, feel my love, feel the fika, because it's here. This is basically a fika. I hope you're sitting down having a cafe. I hope you're having a great day. And I am just going to whisper in your ear sweet little nothings of the non-erotic fashion. It will be a bit of fun. I've got a little interview with my son later on in the episode. But just wanted to pop my head in to your ear and just say, hey, I'm still here, you know. If you need me, I'm still here. I've been away. I went to Gran Canaria. It was only a couple of weeks ago. Because it's been so cold, I've forgotten what has happened. So it was freezing. And we left, and it was good, man. You know what it was? It was all-inclusive as well. Have you ever done all-inclusive? If you haven't, what happens is Swedish people just lose their shit, okay? Swedish people feel that they have the right, they deserve, that's what they think, they deserve. I saw people just push people out of the way. The breakfast scenario for an all-inclusive, and there was actually a sign, right? There was a sign that said, don't put your towels out early, we'll clear them. And then I got messages from people in Sweden, in Sverige, going, just do it, it's a con, they don't clear. There's this whole thing. Swedes laugh at Germans about the towels, but fee fun. You people do it. I saw two old Swedish people go out there at 6:30, 7 a.m. and try and beat the system. I hope the system beat you, Inge Lille and Lille Inge. It's madness And the breakfast is just one of a kind. I've never been on an all-inclusive kind of family place, right? It was, I won't say the company that does it, but they do Lolo and Bernie. Do you know Lolo and Bernie? If not, and you're on one of these things, Lolo and Bernie are basically, they are rock stars. They're furry members of Metallica, okay? What happens is they walk around. One of them is a bear, that's Bernie. And the other one's a giraffe, which is Lolo. Classic Swedish animals. And, yeah, it's just, they're like royalty. You know, the kids lose their shit. It's like Beatlemania. They just kind of run around chasing them. And apparently I was talking not to one of them, but I was talking to one of the hosts who said that somewhere in like Thailand, they need like security around Lolo and Bernie. I mean, obviously there's people inside, you know, come on, let's not ruin it for the kids. Let's not tell them the whole Tompton thing, but there's people inside. Yeah. If you ever want to see the greatest people inside an animal, watch Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I think it's a rhinoceros, isn't it? Isn't that the great? Oh, it's just brilliant. Yeah, so they were inside there, and they needed security in Thailand. Like, the kids were trying to kind of shave them. Not shave them in the kind of blade kind of way, but kind of grab them by their fur and stuff like that. And, find out who is underneath the furry face of Bernie. But they have a disco. Anyway, it was great. The kids loved it in the pool. But the breakfast was one thing that I will never forget. It was, what it was like was, I don't know if you've ever been on a beach and decided, oh, there's a table, let's get fish and chips and then put them on the table. That'll be okay. It never is, because seagulls are flying around going, ah, look at those idiots. They've put fish and chips on the table. And they just come down. They don't give a shit. They're like, well, they do give a shit. But they come and then they go, and they try and grab as much chips as you can. You know, you're there thinking, you know, you've been brought up in a good way, in a good manner. But fifan, you will punch a seagull if you need to. Even headbutt a seagull. But, yeah, so it's like that. The breakfast is just these Swedish people just kind of push. They've got their towels out already on the chairs by the pool. Now it's time for food, and they're like pushing people out of the way. It's imagine being on a rush hour tunnel bana, okay, and you're trying to eat. That's what it's like. Chaos. But it was good. And now I've been back. I've been doing some shows. Loving it. Loving the tour. Absolutely. 100% love it. So you need to come and watch it. If you haven't seen it, please do. It's going through spring, going through autumn. The tickets are at www. There should have been a website, shouldn't it? The 8 W's. Anyway, do you have to say www? People know that now, don't they? Alpitcher.com. I actually lost a bit of my voice there due to a burp. A silent burp. Alpitcher.com. I tell you what was quite funny was the on the trip back from this Gran Canaria, they announced that there was too many people for the one plane, and there'd be two planes, but one of the planes would be going to Denmark for 5 hours. Very fun. What a shit way of ruining your holiday, okay? But, it was quite unbelievable. And they were like, yeah, you might have to stay in Denmark. And people were like, nah, I do not need to go to Denmark. I mean, who does? And but then when we got there, still the same amount of people, too many people for the plane. But they'd, like, bought another plane, and the airline staff were, like, from Colombia or something. It was, like, it was very weird. But you just jump on a plane, don't you? You don't ask too many questions, do you, ever? You just get on. You don't go, well, fuck, you know, fee, fun. Do I need to go on here? Yeah, I need to go home. I don't want to go to Denmark. So, that was the real way of just stressing you. It's basically like, oh, you've had a good time, have you? Here, take this little stress pill because you might not be getting on that plane. So, but we got on the plane. It's one of those stories that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, it's time for my guest. He's a little man. He's a hero of mine. You might know him from episodes such as Fifan, Our Pitcher, a few weeks ago. Months ago, in fact. Here we go. This is him. This is Frank. He's coming up now, I hope. What an absolute peach of a guest I have got today. Haven't heard from him for a while. He's been dabbing his crew. He's been staying pretty lit with his fam. He's down with the people. He is the leader of the gang. Wham bang lang. It's the man. It's Frankie.
That's a dab on the air.
You did a dab live on a pod. What does dab actually mean?
It means that I'm awesome.
You're awesome if you dab.
It means I'm awesome.
Is it just that's all it means?
No, that means like, okay, I'm done this and I'm fine with it and it's awesome.
And life is great, so...
Yeah, and everything is awesome.
How about awesome? We'd just be watching some TV, right? And there's not many rules in Svadi about rule. I mean, like, on Barn Kanalen, right?
Yeah.
No commercials. Mm. And then on... But on, like, Nickelodeon's bad, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't you think it's just like... It just gets in your brain, doesn't it? It gets in your head.
It's because so what I think is bad.
What?
He's got bad clom. I think it's like animal, something animal. Because I heard something I shouldn't heard for a police.
You tell me.
It was, I think this is a murder scene.
You think it's a murder scene?
That's the police what you heard. Said, yeah, the police said, I think this is a murder scene because you saw pants full of blood.
Pants?
Yeah, pants.
Okay, what happened to his...
Who? I don't know. Maybe someone cut him in the butt.
Why would they cut his butt?
I have no idea. I'm not done anything of this.
You're sounding very guilty because you knew about the blood and then you knew that the butt was cut. Are you the butt cutter?
No, I get, you asked me to say that. So, are you the butt cutter?
I'm not the butt cutter, but I did not know that I would have to record this and send this tape to the police. You must have hit the man in the butt and you butted his cutted. Cutted his butted. You heard me. Yeah, but you watch, like, it's really weird watching, because when I grew up, TV was kind of...
Boring.
It was black and white. No, it was colour. And you didn't have things like Family Thunderman and Henry Danger. They're like, it's like cocaine for kids. Do you know what that means? No. You do know what cocaine means?
I don't know what cocaine means. You don't know.
Okay.
But I know,
like,
one thing about cocaine.
Yeah.
That it's got a name for my real, movie is called Coco.
Oh, Coco. Oh, the cartoon Coco is from cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Cocaine.
Yeah, I don't think he's... What is Coco from that movie? Is he a cocaine dealer?
No, a koi, you know the name, has Coco in it.
Yes, yes, yes. But so does, like, hot chocolate. Hot chocolate's called cocoa as well.
Yeah.
So I'm you're on the
cocoa.
Talking of hot chocolates
head.
And everything, been pretty cold recently? You've been been struggling with the cold weather? What do you prefer, a bit of hotness, bit of coldness?
I like New Zealand.
You like New Zealand?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes, hot and nice.
What about Australia? Australia was great as well.
Yeah, but a bit most dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
There's many deadly frogs.
There's many what?
I heard about animals you shouldn't know about, like crocodiles.
Yeah.
And pythons.
Do you know koalas?
Yeah.
Which are not that dangerous.
No.
They sleep for 22 hours of a day.
I know. I was going to say, well, you shouldn't know.
What?
And they had two penises.
They what?
They have two penises.
They're two schnapps.
Yeah.
A koala has two schnapps.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, I don't understand why. I think it's got a rumpa for pooping and two pees. I have no idea if it poops from the snop.
I don't think he poops from the snop.
No. I didn't know.
But, okay. I bet you that was a bit of a weird day for the koala, wasn't
yeah.
it? Just sitting there, having just woken up 22 hours.
Like a mouse when you do experiments on it.
Yeah, but we don't like that. But you'd kind of wake up. The koala woke up and was like,
yeah.
Oh, just have a look. And it had two schnapps.
They always have two schnapps.
They've always had two schnapps.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, their blayers must have been full then if they're like schnapping, popping. And, well, that's a very good fact. I did not know that myself. So, and so it's been cold. So we went to Gran Canaria, didn't we?
Cool, yeah.
What did you think about the, like, all-inclusive? Like, that's what we went on, wasn't it? And you could just go up with your wristband.
Yeah, like.
And okay. just get a, like a slush or.
Yeah, I could just. Hi, good morning. Could I get a slush, please?
Like just. Yeah, can like, I get a whiskey, please?
What? Why do you want a whiskey?
I don't know. But yeah, do you enjoy that kind of life? Do you enjoy the hotel life?
Yeah.
You're coming on tour with me.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata.
You're coming down to Gothenburg? Looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm.
What part of it are you looking forward to?
Everything.
Just the hotel room, the travel?
No, everything.
Are we gonna throw the TV out the window?
No. I wanna look at it.
Okay, that's a good thing. No, but that's what rock and roll people do. They throw TVs out of the hotel window.
What the?
Yeah. What a waste, eh?
What it?
They could watch stuff. Why wouldn't they do that?
They just what did do?
So it's been a funny old week at school, hasn't it? The hat. Let's talk about the hat.
The black
hat. Tell the story about the black hat.
Like, first...
Talk properly.
Okay. This happened 2009.
Okay.
Okay, it wasn't 2009.
2009, you weren't even alive.
I know that. Okay, this was the story. One time... Okay, so Papa gave me his black hat.
Favorite hat.
Yeah, and then I lose it. And then...
At school.
Yeah, and then...
And then today...
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You see someone else wearing the hat.
Yeah.
It was like a Seinfeld episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do. So what did you do? You went up and said, I think that's my hat.
Yeah, and he said
and the boy said, no, it's mine. And then you left.
Yeah.
So we sorted that out in a wonderfully Swedish way by not getting involved with any confrontation. I like that, son. I like it. So it's going to be really exciting. You're going to be on tour with me. I can't wait. Thank you for popping in.
Okay.
Onto the podcast. Do you want to say anything to the listeners?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You haven't thought about anything?
Because
you've given them some weird information here. Because what you've done you've come on as a guest and you've said
a koala's had two penises.
Somebody about bleeding bum.
Yeah.
And then a koala's got two penises.
And then you, it's a robber.
And
it
I'm
kills people.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that. Okay. Good luck. And we'll see you very, very soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
That was Frank Pitcher. What a strange little boy.
I'm not.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Rightio, good dog, good dog. I want to give out a shout out. No, I want to give some information about my gigs, okay? This is something I like to do in the podcast, just in case you haven't looked at the website and you're thinking, oh, that guy, that dick, what's he up to? I am still on tour. I've got 9 shows left now. March the 24th, I'm in Gothenburg. April 21st, I'm in Gothenburg. These are big dates. There are a few tickets left. So if you're listening to this before this Saturday, March the 24th, if not, you're coming on April the 21st. April the 27th in Yavla, sold out. 22nd of April, Karlstad, like one row left, I think like 12 tickets left. Halmstad, we've just opened the balcony. So, yeah, you have to come along to that. That's on April the 20th. Get your tickets. Do it quick. And then I'm going to Tunhallen in Sundsvall. Tunhallen. Never been to Tunhallen. So you need to come to that. That's April the 14th. And then Stockholm, 6th and 7th of April. I know it's Pusk. I know it's Pusk. You've probably got your little bandanas on your head and your little dots over your cheeks. But you need to come to that. So those are my tour dates. Just go to alpitcher.com and then you'll see the dates for the autumn as well. I'm doing my final shows of this show, of this tour. It's got like 5 out of 5 in a couple of places. I got a review in Istad, which if I had written it myself, you would have gone, it's weird because you've written it yourself. No, if I'd written it myself, the recension, I would have been embarrassed by it. It was glowing. It was praising. It's the best review I've ever had. So please, even off that reference, Istad Allenhander. It was a fun show as well. Walked around Istad, didn't I, during the day? Oh, I don't think I've been colder. Honestly, I've never been as cold as that. And I went up to Östersund and Umeå a week before, but I don't think I've been colder than Istad. It was like, I think my testicles froze. I think they were supposed to be put into like a freezer and I'm supposed to get them a week later. It was so cold. So yes, best review I've ever had. So come and see what the hype is about. also, I've got a show May the 5th, okay? May the 5th be with you. It's with my wife's mum. Sounds weird. She's got a choir, a kerr, called Damkören. Oh, that Damkören. Sounds like that, doesn't it? Like really angry. Who did it? I was that Damkören. I'm doing a show with them on May the 5th in Norrköping. Now, here's the difference. I'm actually singing. Not now, I'm singing. And if you know 5% of me, which I hope you do, I'm actually singing With or Without You by U2. I am a massive, massive U2 fan. What am I thinking about taking on one of their biggest songs? I am going to butcher it. I sound awful when I sing, so there'll be no refunds. Basically, I don't know if you've ever seen a constipated goat finally let out wind. You lift the tail and it just goes. That's what my voice sounds like when I sing. So expectations low. But I'll be singing with or without you. See the stone set in your eyes. That's going to be that bad. So that's there's some bits of that song which I think I shouldn't sing, right? Quite a lot. There's not one bit where I go, I'm going to be quite good there. There's a bit, you know, the bit at the end of With or Without You when he goes, it sounds like a like someone slaughtering a live chicken. It's going to be really bad. So come along to that. You can get your tickets. It's in Norrköping. It's May the 5th. It's called Damkören's Anniversary. And it features Al the Bono Pitcher singing the song that he should not be singing. So those are the gigs. Come along.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Okay, this is the problems I have these days in life. It's the people who spoil things for others. This is a first world problem, I believe, but it's the people that will just take glee, take happiness out of spoiling stuff for people. Like, whether it be a Netflix series or whether it's just being a bit awful, you know? Just taking the last bit of bread or just pushing someone out the way or not saying tuck. It's the spoilers. We got to get less spoilers, more alerters. Yeah? You on me now? You on me? It's just I'm sick of people. I think the world is a tough place at the best of times, right? So we don't need, we don't need people being dicks. So stop being dicks. Stop spoiling it for others. Why would you get in a spa pool and take a shit? Don't do it. Be nice. Wake up, think about it, and say, I'm actually going to be all right. I'm going to be good to people. Don't be a dick. Judge people. Everyone has you. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. In fact, on March the 28th, I'm going to be 46 years of age. 40 frigging six. My parents now have a 46-year-old child. That blows my mind, man. And if you're young and you're listening to this, respect, okay? Respect. But I do remember when I was young. And the age of 46 was something I did not fear. Because I did not think about it, because it was so far away. It was like, really? 46? You old thing. It's like an old piece of paper. It's like, ugh, you awful, curled up thing. 46 now feels weird. I'm going to be 46. I don't know if I should have been recording this shock, but I am still freaked out by it. So, 46 years of age, get me a present, send me something good, buy a ticket to my show, hug someone, and stop being dicks if you're being a dick. Thank you. Okay, that is it for this month, the March month. You'll soon have Posk. Enjoy that. You're obviously not going to be as busy as some people. So we will get very busy. Jesus, very busy this time of the year, doing things up and down and everything and whee, and the great Houdini act. So, yes, just look after people. Be warm. I think when we talk to each other in April, I know you don't talk that much. It seems to be me that gets along to this Fika show and just waffles in your ears. But look after each other. We'll see each other in April. Keep warm. If you come and see a show, I always do this thing at the end of the show where I like to meet people. I just think it's a really, I'm not going to say cool thing to do. In my eyes, it's a cool thing to do because growing up in New Zealand, I remember watching bands, loving the bands, and then you go to the stage door and they'll just disappear and you'd never see them. So I'm not saying I'm like the Rolling Stones, but I do like meeting people afterwards. I like to listen to them. I like to see if they enjoyed the show. So this is why I do it. And it's cool. I try to be, you know, I'm still blown away by all this. I'm still blown away by the ticket sales and everybody loving the show. So don't forget, come along and see me after. Sounds like a very suspicious teacher. Come along and, yeah, see me after because you're in trouble. Look after each other, folks. I will see you in the warmth of April. And glad Posk. Take care. Happy Valborg. Valborg is soon, isn't it? Is that in April? And we all just randomly go around some trees, go home smelling of smoke, and cough for 4 days. What a great, great idea, Smitty. See you next month. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.